The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Whoa! It's ReviewParty.com! Holy moly, I'm Brent!
I'm Matt!
Thanks for joining us! Thanks for joining us here on the only comedy podcast that reviews from all across the internet, all across the world wide web, as I've heard it referred to.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, after that F-bomb, I feel like just jumping right in.
That seems like a good idea. Everyone, they know some action's coming their way.
Yeah, these people love action. I'm gonna start this one out this week.
Please.
Matt will recognize, and maybe some listeners will recognize as well. Matt featured it on our Instagram at reviewparty.com on a 5-star Friday feature, and I read it and I said, Matt, why isn't this one on the show? That one's really hilarious. So I took it upon myself to bring it here before you people. This is an Amazon review for the Stride Right Unisex Child Jazzy Baby Girls Athletic Mesh Sneaker. This is baby shoes, folks. This review is written by Bill Janda.
I don't know how to say it.
I added a little extra mustard.
A little fresh ground pepper on that name.
Yeah, that way if I didn't say it right, people would just think I'm being funny. And now the cat's out of the bag, isn't it? And this the title of the review is also out of the bag. It is Great Shoes for a 1-year-old. Bill writes, I keep asking what she thinks of these shoes. I get no answer. She is one and doesn't talk yet. That could be the problem. My wife, on the other hand, thinks they are perfect and said the baby wants, quote, wants to wear them. Not sure how she knows that, but hey, 5 stars from us. 5 stars. These people need to read some early childhood parenting books, I think. They got a lot of misconceptions about communicating with their young child.
Yeah, you don't take everything a baby says at face value. Because it's pretty much garbled garbage.
Yeah, when baby says baba boo 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 kaka, that's not something you should be trying to, you know, you shouldn't really tear any hairs out about trying to figure out what that little bastard's trying to say.
When baby says death to America, don't worry.
Don't worry, it's just a baby saying stuff.
It's nothing.
Your little baby says X-Men 3 is the best X-Men movie. You know, you don't take that seriously, do you?
Oh, still, a part of you dies. You look at your child in hatred and anger and you think, that came from me?
That came from me, this off-brand juggernaut Wolverine becoming, don't even.
Only a brain that is not yet fully developed can think of an opinion so perverse.
Only an undeveloped brain could look at Wolverine in that movie and think, wow, that's Wolverine. That's cool.
X-Men 3? Jean Grey?
Oh, yeah. Jean Grey is not even... the Phoenix is so lame. That's supposed to be the Phoenix movie.
Boring.
It's more like the boring movie. Nightcrawler is not even in it. The Juggernaut they put in its bad. Hey, you got Ellen Page, Kitty Pryde. I think that's probably the peak of that movie.
Yeah, I did like Kitty Pryde in that movie.
Oh, does she comes back in some later ones?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I always think about...
Kitty Pryde comes back. Days of Future Past.
I'm going to pull a real comedy trick here, audience, so you sit real tight. I'm about to string this X-Men tangent back to the comedy review basis of this conversation. Can you believe that?
I do.
Matt's seen me do it before, and every time he does, he gasps. So I think superpowers like the X-Men have are real. Just real-world people superpowers are much more mundane and boring, and you might not even think of them as superpowers. I have a friend named Jake, who in high school I discovered he can snot infinitely. His sinuses contain a black hole to the snot realm, and he can simply, on command, bend over and summon pools and pools of snot to stream from his nose. Now, that's not a very effective superpower.
No, limited applications for
limited
that.
Limited applications, which really, you know, why there aren't superheroes in the real world. I think my power is I can eat endless lasagna. I have a black hole in my stomach that's lasagna-shaped. Only lasagna can go in it. I can eat a lot. So anyway, I think this guy's hoping for the lamest X-Men power, the ability to talk to babies.
Baby talk.
Or apparently his wife has it. His wife does have that power.
She probably has eyes in the back of her head, too. You know what I mean? Oh.
If my superpower is talking to babies, what would I talk about?
How'd that boob taste?
Hey, little Bill, how'd that boob taste? Oh, pretty good, dude. Some pretty booby today.
That's weird, baby. That's weird.
You're the one that asked it, you old pervert. This little baby's snarky. This is a snarky baby.
I don't need a snarky baby in my life.
Yeah, just like those movies like Baby Geniuses.
Ugh.
I retain no memory of that movie, both because I was young when I saw it and because it was terrible. But I imagine they had to have, you know, this is the cool baby. This is the leader baby. This is the nerdy smart baby. And this is the sassy baby.
There's your pseudo baby love interest. This is weird.
Oh yeah. We don't like that.
Weird.
We don't encourage that.
Uh-uh. Sickening.
Man, I'm sickened. It's just like, hey, Beverly Hills Chihuahua worked. Which it did not, for the record. Why don't we try that with babies? They should have just made an X-Men movie where they're all babies. Baby Wolverine. It worked with the Muppets. Why not with X-Men? Baby Muppet Cyclops. Babies.
Yeah. That I would watch.
They could all wear these shoes. They could all talk to Bill. Bill could be the new Professor X.
I like them shoes. Huh? Huh? What's that?
All this guy, yeah. All his superpower is quietly disagreeing with his wife,
but in the most respectful manner.
Right. He retained the 5 stars. He agrees with her, but at the bottom line, you know, he's a little shaky on the science of the situation.
I'm not so sure this baby likes those shoes.
This baby says she wants to wear them. I don't know about that. Bill's, I think maybe he's just trying to do a bit of a Seinfeld bit. I'm not sure how she knows the baby wants to wear the shoes. All I know, my baby wants to do is fill its diaper full of poop. I don't remember being a baby. If I did, I don't think I'd remember what shoes I wanted to wear. Jerry's sort of a freak about sandals, shoes.
Clean sneakers, yeah.
Clean sneakers.
Shockingly white New Balance.
Yeah, these are not shockingly white dad New Balances. These are shockingly purple toddler shoes.
Baby shoes.
Baby shoe. El baby shoe. Do you have a El baby review to take us out of?
Yeah, I've got the most convoluted segue to get there. For those local listeners to the Chicagoland greater area, you might remember a commercial featuring a superhero also related called Eagle Man.
Uh-huh.
Eagle Man, in one commercial, in one instance, he landed on someone's car, laid an egg, and from the egg hatched insurance rates And everyone was like, oh, look at those low rates.
Sounds incredibly perverse.
It's magical. Google Eagle Man. You'll thank me later. The way that's related is our next reviewer, Matt M. Of Yelp, has Eagle Man as his profile picture. Which is one reason I knew he was a man to be trusted. Also a reason to be trusted is this man's elite status, which runs 2009, 2010, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
This guy is...
This man, as we knew, when we met, quote, met our good friend Craig on Yelp, we discovered he was Craig Darth Krager S.
Yes.
His quote being, may the fork be with you. Matt here, my name sharer, is Matt Yelp is run by fools, M. And his quote, censorship is the flavor of the month.
So, like, this Yelp reviewer has got a lot of statements to make. And I think whether we agree with what he's saying or not, we respect his brash nature.
Yeah, I'm going to probably want to reach out to this guy at some point and say, what's going on there?
Yeah, what's... What's the deal, pal?
Like, Craig himself said he kind of became jaded at some point with Yelp, although our influence may have kind of roped him back into it. Matt M's been around for over a decade on the platform, so I didn't want any of his soured reviews. I went back to 2008 for a review of the Grand Victoria Casino in Elgin, Illinois. It's the casino that's on a boat because that was legal when it was a thing. It's still a thing, but that's how they got away with it.
Loophole.
Loopholes are great. Anyway, after all of that, the review. I'm not an actor, nor do I have aspirations of ever being one. Were that the case, this is the place I would go for the study and perfection of the old-fashioned look of desperation. It's a real riot. The air quality everyone else complains about isn't really that noticeable. The place reeks of failure, desolation, and down on their luckers trying to make a quick buck. So it's quite hard to smell the dinginess through that. If you go early enough on a weekday night, you can see old people throwing away their family's inheritance and Social Security money. Problem gamblers make for great people watching. 4 stars.
Now, I've been to a casino. I've brought you to a casino.
Yeah.
It was a place of, to me... A dangerous place, yes. You must,
yeah.
You know, you must acknowledge that. But mostly a place of fun, bright lights, hanging out with your buddies, infinite free soda, striking up a conversation with some interesting old person who you happen to be riding out the penny slots with next to.
Yes.
But this particular casino sounds awesome for a different reason. You get a little, this is like Dante's Inferno. You get a glimpse into the hellish underbelly of desperation and sadness that a casino can be. I wonder what it is about this casino that attracts that sort of desperation or accentuates it.
It has to be that it's on the river, right?
It's on the river.
You've got Sharon there to deliver you across the River Styx, in a sense.
Yeah, instead of just offering a copper coin to Sharon, you must offer your credit card information. And you must divulge that, I'm not making mortgage payment this month, so thought I'd try and double these couple hundreds that I'm left with.
Come on, work with me.
Yeah, this is like, maybe this is why people think casinos are dens of sin. I mean, one, they are, and two, this is making me think of an old-timey cartoon where they go into the casino and the devil is smoking cigarettes while handing out craps, and people are betting up their souls and body parts and such things. This is what this place sounds like.
I mean, my neighbor, one of the people who live in the house next to me anyway. There's a whole lot of people who live there. One of them was banned from this place for obsessive gambling. And she tried to get back in wearing a disguise.
No, oh, that rules.
If that's not like kind of selling your soul, you're changing yourself so you can, yeah, so you can still get some of the goods. Let me back in. Give me some more. I don't need to be myself. I just want the money.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing a Halloween costume. She was truly trying to become another person. That's, live yeah, another that's, life.
The devil is there. If you shake my hand, your youth, your beauty,
this is sounding,
everything. This is sounding sultry and sexy devil.
Sultry, sexy devil. Sounds like a Laurel and Hardy bit or something. Like, they're playing two problem gamblers that are so bad. How bad do you have to be kicked out of the casino? They love problem gamblers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're so bad they got kicked out of the casino, so they got to come up with a disguise to get back in. Now, that just sounds like good old-fashioned fun. Until you see the sick swamp of desperation and loss of hope. That
yeah, you catch a boat. Glimpse of yourself.
Mm. You look off the side of the boat, and you see your reflection, not of who you once were, but who you now are. Desperate and destroyed.
Gaunt and saggy features.
Both gaunt and saggy. That's rough, buddy.
Yeah. It's... Did you ever watch that cartoon? I think it was just like Cartoon All-Stars. Don't Want You to Do Drugs movie.
Oh, yep.
And it had all of them. When I say Cartoon All-Stars, obviously, I mean the Muppets. I mean Winnie the Pooh. Especially the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Bugs Bunny
was in that stuff.
Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yes. The All-Stars. All of the cartoon All-Stars. And when the kid saw his reflection in the mirror, she's like, this is what drugs... Oh. He was with the Turtles, and they're like, look at yourself, man.
Because he smoked a J or something.
And he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, his face looked kind of like the bottom half looked like a full diaper. Yeah, the top half looked like the Crypt Keeper. They should have a Cartoon All-Stars episode where they go to this casino.
Yeah, you learn a thing or two.
Optimus Prime can't go, though. He's
he's just parked outside.
Yeah, he has, you know, he... Oh, sorry, guys, I can't go in. Yeah, it's a long story. I just, you know, can't be around that stuff. But go get him, guys. All-Stars, roll out.
Transforms into a slot machine.
Oh, yes. He's just loving it. He's got some old lady sinking nickels into him. He can't get enough. Optimus, no. This is my new home. Autobots, more like auto slots. Step right up. Nothing but winners. All right, hey, I got a review.
Lay it on me.
You know what's special about this review? It was sent in by a friend of the show, none other than Hannah Tatnan. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. This is thank you, Hannah. This review that was sent in was for the Health and Yoga TM Copper Tongue Cleaners Relief from Bad Breath. Oil hygiene set of three. It was written by Lindsay. Lindsay titles it, works as a tongue scraper, placed in nose to attempt to stop colds. She bought the scent 12, verified purchase. Lindsay writes, this is a great value for tongue scrapers. It is made of pure copper and has metallic taste when using in your mouth. That's a plus, I think. Of course, <Yeah. her.
laughs> like a mouthful of pennies. I love it.
The scraper bends easily to adjust to your mouth size. It does not make me gag when I use it in my mouth. The real reason I bought these scrapers, however, was to see if the antimicrobial properties of copper would stop a cold if the end of the tongue scraper was placed in my nose. I'm only able to get the end of the scraper up one side of my nose, so maybe the ends of these are too large. Large. Wow, I got very Midwest there. I attempted to use pliers on them to make the end of the scraper smaller.
No!
But the copper was hard to bend to a different shape. I tried placing this in my nose when my throat felt scratchy, but it didn't seem to make a difference. However, my husband used his in his nose when he felt a cold coming, and he thought his cold was not as intense. 5 stars, because this is a tongue scraper, and it did scrape our tongue well. Since it's not meant to be placed in a nose, I won't deduct stars, but the verdict is still out on whether or not it works to stop / lessens close if placed in the nose. Parenthetical here at the end. According to another copper device meant to be placed in the nose, if their pure copper device is rubbed around the bottom half of the sinus cavity for 1 minute on each side, it should stop colds if used within 3 hours of the first signs of sickness. 5 stars.
Ugh. There's so much about that that I don't like.
I guess I'll start saying, we'll ground ourselves in reality here to get things going. When I worked at a for social media for a large conglomerate of companies, one of the things, I think the main thing that my team did is, like, when comments or reviews went out on Facebook with about people using our product not as recommended, we either deleted the shit out of those or commented in bold letters, please do not use our product except for as described.
Right. Yes. Smart. Prudent.
And even if it was something like, oh, I use this hand soap to wash my butt cheeks. that's probably, you know, a bit of a non-extreme example, but something like that.
It'll dry your butt out. Don't.
Or let's say someone was using detergent, laundry detergent to take fingernail polish off. Some sort of old wives' tale things. Those are no-go to these companies. So either this flew under the radar, Health and Yoga TM is not checking out their Amazon page as much as they should, or they're just kind of a chill company. They just kind of said, fuck it.
Hey, man. You do you.
You do you. You wanna spread misinformation about scraping your sinus with copper wire? Go crazy.
If this tongue scraper doesn't make you gag, try it on someone else.
Even if shoving copper wire up your nose stopped a cold, I'd rather take the cold.
I don't.
I'll take that L.
Yeah, I guess I really thought silver was more of a prominent antimicrobial metal.
That's more for werewolves, I think.
That too, yeah. It stops the werewolf germs from getting on you. But I'm not going to be carrying around my copper spikes just in case. You know, I'm at work. Oh, snap. That's the first symptom of a cold. I sniffed when I had no reason to sniff. This was an unprovoked sniff. I got 3 hours. Start the timer. I need to make sure I have my copper spike on me like an EpiPen to just jab the sinus cavity. Maybe I need some anatomy lessons, but that phrase, scraping, touching the sinus cavity.
I'm not licensed for that.
No, Luke, you've turned off your targeting computer. Like, I don't trust myself to guide a piece of metal into my nose. Or you go through the mouth. I don't profess. Right. No.
I am an English major who does not know the force. I'm not force sensitive at all. It's not. No go up there. No fly zone, red leader, up in my old sinus cavity.
Oh.
Shoot, that Star Wars joke was so good, I forgot where I was going to go next.
My husband's nose is so big, he can get in there. It's really easy for him.
My husband and his freak nose fit about 4 of these motherfuckers out there. We think. If I left a couple.
Lost track. That's just crazy people. take a Coldies. It's got zinc in it. That's another metal that'll help you, except you can take it internally. It's just a terrible tasting cough drop.
Imagine being at the office and someone a couple cubicles down sneezes and immediately, frantically opens their desk drawer, grabs out some copper prongs, unbent bobby pins, basically, and starts shoving them up her nose. I think you would call the police.
Yeah.
This person is hurting themselves.
There's something wrong here.
Hey, the verdict is still out on whether or not.
I don't think the jury's ever going to get back to us on this one.
The jury's gone. The jury's dead. The mortician, is that the guy who checks the bodies?
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, the mortician said that they had a bunch of bobby pins stuck in their fucking brain. The whole jury. I really like, before we move on, however, my husband used it in his nose and when he felt the cold was coming on and he thought his cold was not as intense. What a, middle of the road, I don't think it's as bad. How do you know when you're getting a cold how bad the cold's going to be?
All projections are this is going to be about a category 3. We'll see how it plays out.
I did miss my men's multivitamin yesterday. That is going to bump it up to a 3.5. But I only felt a 2 after I shoved these bad boys up my nose. Again, even if it makes it less intense, I'm just going to take the cold. Just bring it on.
Yeah, I can muscle through that. I'm a man. I'm never going to say I'm sick. I think I'm going to pull out my dainty little copper spike. Ding, 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 ding. It clatters on the street and people look, look at him. He's a copper noser. Weenie.
What if sneeze and launch this fucking thing out your nose at high velocity?
You farmer's rocket.
Ricocheting off your cubicle, lands in your boss's coffee before you reach out, open your mouth to say something, and they're already sipping.
New spoon.
Yeah. Oh, I must have forgot my stir stick in it. I needed some more sugar anyway. They're stirring up their sugar with your freaking nose pins.
Just. Weird people. Speaking of weird people, I hate to say so. I hate to be demeaning in this way, but this next person is kind of strange. You know, we've commented before, there's probably been some content on our blog about this, how reviews are in a way a social media, but you don't really think about it that way. But the things you're putting in the reviews do reveal a lot of information about you. Like, I got my BMW XWZ serviced here because I make money to afford that and live in this area.
Right.
Or I celebrated my child's birthday here. It was a great way for an eighth grader to spend their birthday. Now we know that stuff about you. Cool.
Right. You got to be careful.
Tomiko Pollard has taken us to strange new heights, dizzying heights. I have scrolled through multiple reviews, and I don't know where to start on this, so I'll just go for the one I'm looking at. These are Google reviews from Tomiko Pollard. This is for Urban Outfitters. Tomiko writes, Tomiko Pollard, age 53, height 5'3", weight 140 pounds, born female, college graduate 1999, New York City, single, no child, both parents dead, father, mother buried in Jacksonville, Florida, living in downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014, United States of America. As soon as I walked through the door, everything was in order on the floor. The sales girl behind the counter was helpful, courteous, professional. I only found one of the two items I was looking for. No problem. October 2019. By the way, no need for the fashion police. Unnecessary.
That's her review? Okay. She just lists her government, her driver's license information, including her zip code?
so bizarre. Here is one for the Alamo Draft House Cinema, downtown Los Angeles. Tamiko Pollard, age 53, height 5'3", weight 140 pounds, born female, single, no child, college graduate, 1999, New York City. Both parents dead, mother, father buried in Jacksonville, Florida, living in downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014, United States of America. September 2019, the movie It was worth it. 5 stars. I don't understand it. She lists her full bio at the front of every review. Sometimes there are pictures attached, but it looks like it's just a picture of her squatting next to what I believe is her parents' grave marker. I can't be sure. Just to prove again and again that her parents are dead and buried.
I mean, if you're 53, you know, I don't think you have to say that. I think if someone wants to know that, they can probably take a pretty educated guess. Yeah. I do want to know if the movie It is worth going to. Yeah. I do not want to know all that other stuff.
It's so strange. Here's one that's a little less intense for Krispy Kreme, Baldwin Hills, California. The exception to every rule when it comes to any and all diets is Krispy Kreme donuts. All varieties, all flavors. Missing the flavor of the month, but we all know I am the queen of improvisation. Downtown Los Angeles, California, 90014, United States of America, March 2020.
That's right. If you're diabetic, you can still have Krispy Kreme. Everyone knows that. No problems at all.
I just, it, we've seen characters online before. The world and the internet world is filled with characters, and this is just,
this one's really boggling you, huh?
This, I can't wrap my head around it. Tamiko, if you somehow hear this, send an email to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Tell us what's up.
Please explain. Please explain, eh?
Ah, yes. Here is the reason I found Tamiko in the first place. She has a review for Statue Bruce Lee in Los Angeles, California. Which you wouldn't have guessed based on this review. Tamiko Pollard, age 54, born female, height 5'3", weight 140 pounds, single, no child, non-Hispanic. That's a new one.
Okay.
The non-Hispanic detail. College graduate. 1999, New York City, both parents dead, mother, father buried in Jacksonville, Florida, living in downtown Los Angeles, United States of America, October 2020. Tourist attraction are created to never disappoint. Loved it. United States of America, October 2020. Just in case we didn't get that.
Hey.
5 stars.
In case you're interested in what race I am, I'm going to keep that part a secret, but just know I'm not Hispanic.
Yeah, I blew right by that. Good comment. In case you think this is somehow a biased review, no. I know how Hispanics feel about Bruce Lee. Good or bad. I want you to know I am not Hispanic.
Do not let this review be colored by false Hispanicism. All right. My Bruce Lee feelings are separate from any sort of Hispanic nature. I will have you know. So I don't want to put words in Tomiko's mouth. I don't like doing that. I'd much rather her email us.
Yes.
And
Tamiko.
Tamiko, shout out to the airwaves. Please explain what the hell your problem is. But anyway, you think it's a fetish thing? That's always what my brain goes to.
She wants people to know?
Yeah, when someone's acting really weird on the internet, does she, like, maybe not even sexually, but in some way, does she get off on people knowing exactly who, what, where she is?
Maybe.
Is she just into that? She posts that and feels all sorts of giddy inside? Or the logical explanation is, like, she really thinks that who you are as a reviewer, like, anonymity should not be a part of these internet reviews. Like, the person, the business is reading these reviews should know exactly what kind of customer you are.
Right. I want them to know that I specifically said this about that.
Me, my identity encapsulated by these government numbers. 140
pounds. It's also possible that this is like the old person who doesn't know how to use technology taken to great, again, dizzying heights. Instead of just like grandma saying grandma at the end of a text, Tomiko does this.
Anytime she's presented with a text box, she thinks she has to log in. She has to verify to the text box that it's her. So she bops in her information.
Yep. Hello, it's Tomiko again.
Which Tomiko?
140-pound Tomiko, Los Angeles, California. Here's my social security number.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Come on through.
Come on through.
What you got to say?
Hey, it was an okay movie.
It was worth it.
we gotta, as much as I'd like to meek on Tomiko all day, I think we gotta run to a little break here.
Yeah, let's sprint to a break.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Me, You, and Meme Reviews. We are back again with this old segment where we look at the products that, for whatever reason, set the internet on fire, and they just got reviewed the heck out of in often whimsical and funny ways. Past items include the Three Wolf Moon shirt from themountain.com and the Bic for Her pens. You can find those in episodes 15 and 16 and 29 and 30, I believe.
This guy's prepared.
It's because it's like every 15 episodes I decide it's time for us to do this. On this edition, I present the Tuscan Dairy Whole Vitamin D Milk Gallon, 128 ounces on Amazon. Currently unavailable, sorry to say.
I'm not ordering milk from Amazon, but continue.
You can imagine that the novelty of such is what maybe led to some of these reviews. Because, hey, this is 2021, which is going to sound weird when anybody listens to this in the future. But nowadays, especially pandemic era, ordering groceries online ain't no big thing. But once upon a time, buying milk, buying food on the computer? How strange! And I think I'll start from that end of the reviews that I grabbed to kind of explain why this product was so reviewed. So I have a review from November 12th, 2005 from Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. He titles his review, Milk? With about 10 question marks. Who in the world buys milk on the internet? With alternating question marks and exclamation points.
He's freaking
one star.
Out.
He's freaking out. Ryan J. Wilk from 2006. Who buys milk on the internet? For some strange reason, I can't see supermarkets going out of business anytime soon. One star. Joe G. titles their review, 5 exclamation points. I can't wait to receive my cow juice. I'm going to give the UPS man a great big hug. 5 stars. Garrett Cobb, also 2006, titles their review, Freshness is Key. This was by far the freshest milk I have ever tasted. It still had that new milk smell. I poured some in strategic spots in my house and car so I can enjoy the smell for weeks to come. 5 stars. So you can see now these people, they've suddenly stopped freaking out that they can order milk online, and now they're like, let's joke about ordering milk online.
Once the meme becomes, you know, popular, it ceases to be genuine, and now there's people just riffing on it, which is also fine.
Yes.
It's just a different sort of thing.
Junkyard Messiah titles their review, This Milk Blows. I hate to slam the work of 1,000 French milkmaidens, but man, did this milk suck. I've been a milk fan since the cradle. but found I really started to be a milkhead in my college years. Before I knew it, I was enjoying a variety of milks and milk products, and eventually found friends on the internet who loved a good milk. So you can imagine my intense excitement to learn that Tuscan was entering the competitive fray of milk production. To what new highs would Tuscan take me in my milk addiction? I was salivating to find out, so I ordered Tuscan whole milk from Amazon, and after 7 to 10 business days, the wait was finally over. My Tuscan whole milk was here at last. I quickly prepped a glass, shut the kitchen door, and poured my first 7 ounces. Cut to 6 minutes later, and I sit here horrified and dumbfounded. What fresh hell was this? Tuscan milk is just like another name for regular milk, but the packaging's different. That's it. Lame. Seriously lame. I'm thinking of quitting milk altogether rather than face this kind of disappointment again. 1 star. We're going to jump in time to 2013, because these things make the rounds, just like the beans. The beans in Buffalo Wild Wings. It's happened a few times, folks. This milk has made a few rounds. So 2013, stylishly hip, titles their review, William Faulkner's Muse. Now I know where William came up with the name Phlegm Snopes. As I lay dying from the deliciousness of this milk, I feel character formation at the back of my throat. 5 stars. So if you want snot, drink some milk. Now I'll get in with some of the best of the best and wrap this up. Andrew Wynn titles his review, Twice as Good as Tuscan's Half Milk. This milk is easily twice as good as Tuscan half milk. Save yourself some hassle and just spring for the whole. Truly, the whole is greater than the sum of all its parts. Thanks, Tuscan. 5 stars. Get it, because it's whole milk.
Yep.
Get it, everybody? Get it?
Yep, he really went for it.
No, this one, I think, this last one will bring a nice smile to your face. Jay Fortune titles their review, White is Greater Than Blue Milk. Wholesome white liquid from cow boobs tastes great in coffee, on cereal, and pancake batter. Not to be confused with Tatooine Farm's Tuscan Raider milk, also known as space milk or blue milk, which is supposedly made in sweatshops filled with illegal Jawas. Support your local cow boobs. Drink Tuscan. 4 stars.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So, yeah, this... Again, the novelty of buying milk online has kind of faded with time.
Right. This is a meme from a bygone era.
But even in 2013, I don't think it was that strange to buy groceries online.
No, I think the definitely the order and go pick up, that was definitely getting started. Getting bulk candy was probably going on. It makes me think. I understand the meme. You know, I had the reaction too. Like, I'm not buying milk on Amazon, right?
But like, yeah, Amazon is a little strange.
All you do is hit a button, and then a guy in a car brings milk to your house. What do you think? How do you think grocery stores get the milk? They've been hitting buttons, and a guy in a truck brings it to the store. This is, you know what I mean? And before that. What about milk trucks? They're just dudes leaving milks on the side of the road. Driving milk. People have been driving milk for decades.
So it's strange. But look at this. I just went to the Amazon page. Granted, I said, this product, you can't get it on Amazon anymore. We have a review from February 24th, 2021. Somebody still making a meme review. I saw somebody tried to paste the entirety of A Midsummer Night's Dream, the script, into a review. They didn't get all of it, but it persists.
Good try.
And as we do with Me, You, and Meme reviews, we get the product ourselves. Write a meme review and a real review to see how it stacks up to these unrealistic expectations and just to have fun with it. Full admission, Tuscan Farms is only available in New York, but it's Dean's. Just like the guy said, this is just regular milk. It's going to be Dean's milk, no matter what. So hopefully y'all don't hate me for buying Dean's as opposed to Tuscan. And if you want to send me to New York, I'll gladly go.
Yeah, me too. We would love to visit some New York review spots.
For our purposes, it's just going to be Dean's whole milk.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Because the joke here is that milk from internet?
Yes. So you have that to look forward to next week.
Here on RevieWParty.com. That's episode 46.
Whoa.
It rhymes with dicks. I got a review here.
Sing it.
If you believe it.
I believe.
This is a review from Amazon once again for night vision goggles, digital infrared night vision binoculars with take HD photo and 980p video. These are some cool looking night vision goggles, folks. And S. Mulligan had to write this review. They title it Better Than Expected.
Ooh.
Wow. For the price, thought this may be a little cheesy, but they work really good. My hubby and I have been having a blast with them. Only problem is, I have to buy another pair, so we don't have to share. 5 stars.
What are you doing? You trying to look at each other in the dark?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing, Mulligan? Why was the activity not named?
You touching yourself over there, Dan? I got my binocular. That side of the bed is shaking. What's going on?
A little funny. Let me pop on the binoculars because we're having a blast. You're eating crackers in bed, aren't you, Dan?
I caught you. I got it on tape.
They're spying on each other in the night, and it's not fair. It's not fair that only one of them gets to do the spy game.
Ooh, another trip to the bathroom, huh?
Shut up. Shut up, Diane.
He's trying to tiptoe. Just in the white t-shirt and the Hanes.
They're going to be, it's going to end up like some Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff where they're looking at each other through the binoculars and just commenting like, oh, they're looking at something through the binoculars. Yeah. They're taking notes. Meanwhile, on the other side of the binoculars, they're looking through something through the binoculars. They're taking notes.
Interesting.
Hey, but it better than expected.
Yeah, I mean, technology is coming a long way. We can get cool drones at the consumer level. We can get night vision at the consumer level. I don't know if you can get this at the consumer level. Maybe it's really expensive, but for my work, you know, mapping and stuff, we learned about these drones that the police use that have infrared sensors on it. So you can just, like, send it over a crop field if somebody ran in there and like, oh, I'm not gonna chase that dingus through a cornfield. Just send the drone up, we'll find him. or if you're trying to count how many deer are in the forest, I guess. But can you imagine this in their household? Infrared sensors?
Pretty soon they're gonna be having laser trip wires. It's gonna be like Home Alone 2 in there.
Open that fridge.
There's just open the fridge and it's just going to be his wife in there with some night vision goggles.
I was like a bomb or something.
She wanted to know if the lights really turned off in the fridge when I closed it.
What are you doing in there, honey?
I'm counting the eggs.
Move over.
That's what they're doing. They're just using it for fun fridge activities.
Yeah, they're two big kids.
Two big fridge kids. Yeah, they're basically the kids from Jurassic Park. Just like, want to mess around with them.
Hey, look at this. Yeah, she's going to electrocute her husband. She's going to wire up the fridge door.
Yeah. Honey, I had to make sure a T-Rex couldn't get in there, so test it on you.
You know. Or the toilet, because the dog drinks the water. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, there's any number of things that these freaks could be doing with these goggles. But we'll never know. They never said.
Letting us down.
Letting us down. Or it was too perverse to say.
You can't print that on Amazon, you know what I mean?
If you know what I mean.
I got a quickie from Kenny Fox. This is a Google Maps review of Nan Madol, a historical landmark in Nanwei. It's a Pacific island, like, I think I read it's supposed to be like Venice of the Pacific. Okay. Like an ancient structure village made of stone with canals and cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can kayak through it and climb onto the big rocks. Kenny Fox writes, "You steal or disturb anything here, you die the next day. Not kidding you. One star."
That's it.
That's it.
Just, hey, I'm not joking here. You're like, oh, what? Who kills you? I'm not joking here.
Hey.
Well, what? How do they know? I'm not joking here. How do you know I'm not joking here?
I'm not laughing.
Did it happen to somebody you know? I'm not joking here.
A kid, your son, was it like a Brady Bunch situation where he picked up a little eye doll and then he died the next day?
I'm not joking.
Yeah, he puts on a Batman mask just to prove how serious he is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny.
I'm not Kenny right now.
I'm the anti-joker. I'm fucking Batman. Don't steal anything here. Where's Rachel?
Where is she?
Who? They got killed or stolen.
Apparently. Yeah, you don't mess around at Nan Madol.
I guess not. But we've done a lot of messing around here today on episode 45.
Everybody do the mess around.
Everybody do the mess around. Hey, welcome. Thank you for listening to ReviewParty.com. This is the only podcast that reviews, I guess. But
absolutely.
What I do know is thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And also that we got new episodes every Tuesday. We'd love to have you in that Tuesday morning, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day crew. Why don't you take a listen? Hit subscribe or follow or what else can you do on those stinking podcast apps?
Share.
All kinds of stuff. If wherever you're doing it, do it. You know what buttons to click. You know what things to hit.
You're trendy. You're smart, attractive. Yeah,
right. If you're listening to this show, all those things are true.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are smart, trendy, attractive, funny, and cool, which I know you happen to be, I bet you could find some funny reviews for us to talk about. And if you do, you could send a hyperlink to that review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. And heck, you could even include your name so we could throw you credit for that funny review. Just like Hannah did.
Yeah. You don't need to give us the full Tomiko.
You know, I do not want your full Tomiko. I am not interested. Please, just a nice name that we can refer to you.
If you want more of our silly, silly stuff, you can find us online at reviewparty.com. You can find us on the social medias at reviewpartypod on Twitter or at reviewparty.com on Instagram. We're posting things there. We'll talk to you there, or we'll just appreciate your likes and follows. It's pretty run of the mill as far as like as social interactions go, you know? But hey, there's a lot of stuff on the site, like the episodes, the blog, the newsletter sign up, the shop, your wildest dreams could come true.
All kinds of great content out there. We don't stop. We can't stop. Review Party's always going, supplying the funnies, the ahas, the interestings, the mmms. And you know who's supplying the jams for all such those things? The jam accompaniments, the jams to our peanut butter. It's the Nosebleeds, folks. You heard their jam bread for breakfast throughout the episode, and boy, wasn't it nice? Wasn't it swell? Well, they've got
so
that
nice.
And a whole lot more over on their Spotify. Just go on there, search Nosebleeds, one word, look for the handsome boys, and click on them. I think that's it. I think I gotta review us out here.
Something to ride out on.
Not as crazy as last week, but hey. I got a review from Amazon, classic Amazon. This book, it's for a recipe book. It is called Wow! 1001 Homemade Sandwich Recipes. It's the highest rated homemade sandwich cookbook you should read by Mary Thompson.
Okay. That's the name of the book?
That's the name of the book.
Wow. Really selling yourself.
Marge Crow titles it Very Large Book. Some recipes repeated as they fall into more than one category. They write, "Oh my word, I didn't expect it to be so thick. It's a big book. There is something for everyone. I learned some things about sandwiches. Unless you're serious about sandwiches, perhaps a smaller book would suit you better." 5 stars.
I won't make the joke. Everybody knows it.
Make the joke. So make the joke!
Oh my, I wasn't expecting it to be so thick.
but hey, plenty of sandwich shit in there.